You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Rattle Off is coming up right this very moment. Let's start with Jane. Hi, Jane. Welcome to the show.
Well, good morning.
What are you up to today?
Well, I got my hair cut, and now it's off to chores.
Chores, hair, then chores. Never chores before hair.
Ever.
No. So what did you do to your hair? How does it look?
Just a haircut. Oh, you know, just less hair.
Less hair, yep. A little more manageable.
To wash and dry. Yeah.
More affordable on all the shampoo and conditioner.
There you go.
So I would imagine you're not going to have as many people at Thanksgiving this year as you normally do. Is that correct or not?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, let me ask you this question then, in front of everybody. Who is the person who will not be around your table this year that you're secretly really glad won't be there?
Say it. Brother?
Your brother. It's a biggie.
Does he get on your last nerve?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I love him, but, you know.
Oh, we all understand.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, so you're not really brokenhearted that your brother's not going to be there this year.
Yeah, no, it'll be just fine. We'll get through it.
It's going to be a better year.
Can I just say how much I appreciate your honesty? It's refreshing. Thank you.
Well, sure.
Because the average person, if I ask that question, they're going to say, oh, no, I love everyone. Yeah. I want everyone to be there. So,
yeah. So.
Not Jane. Yeah, She'll throw you right under the bus.
Right. Yeah.
Yep. And look good doing it.
Yeah, with her stylish new hair. Let's play Rattle Off. I'm going to give you a category, Jane. You got 10 seconds to rattle off 5 examples, okay?
Okay.
All right.
In 10 seconds, we're looking for 5 famous people named Steve or Steven. These can be past or present, but... 5 famous people named Steve or Steven. Ready and go.
Steve Martin, Steve Curry, Steve. Do I know any Steves?
Time is up.
Well, there's Stephen King and Steve McQueen are 2 of them I thought.
Buscemi, however you say it.
Buscemi. I think it's Buscemi.
Steve Irwin, right?
Oh, yeah. May he rest. Jane?
Really? That was hard.
I know.
Was it?
You guys can't even think of him. Okay.
We just rattled off like 5 more when you were done. What are you talking about?
That's funny.
Listen, you have a great...
You guys have... You too.
I want you to have a great brotherless Thanksgiving, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jane. Have a great weekend. All right. Was that one too hard? I guess it was hard.
No, it was easy.
Stephanie, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
So should I ask you the same question? Who is not going to be at your Thanksgiving table this year that you're secretly glad will not be there?
Oh, sure. Well, you know, we are actually taking off and flying down to Mexico for Thanksgiving, so we get to avoid everybody.
Oh, that sounds nice. That sounds like a blast. Yeah.
Well, I hope you'll be able to come back. I'm afraid you'll get down there and they'll just close everything down. So,
you know, if I get stuck somewhere in a tropical paradise, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Right, yes, so be it. Oh, no, I'm trapped on the beach.
No tears from Stephanie, that's for sure.
Bring me another margarita.
Mm.
That's right.
Is this something you've done before or just something you're doing for this special Thanksgiving this year?
You know, we often will travel over Thanksgiving because there's the work is, you know, it's slow and the kids are out of school, so it just worked out for us.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we've done it before.
Probably good deals right now, too, huh?
Yeah, we were able to get a great all-inclusive for our family.
For $8 a person.
Hey, look, probably more true than funny.
Why not?
So. My buddy Milo that I talk about on the show, he used to work on our show years ago, but he's one of my very best buds ever. And I know last year on Thanksgiving, this was pre-pandemic, obviously. He rounded up a bunch of people. I think they got like 10 or 12 people, just friends, and they all went to Mexico for Thanksgiving.
No way.
Mm-hmm. He says it was a blast. So
why didn't you go?
Yeah. So fun.
Wasn't invited, huh?
I was invited.
Oh, okay. I was just curious because you were saying he's your best friend, but then he didn't invite you to Mexico.
I chose not to.
Oh,
go.
Okay.
Oh,
that's funny.
Family obligations, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Stephanie, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Jeremy came up with this one, and it's so ridiculous that I want to use it. Now, I want you to relax and go freeform on me and just...
This is a don't overthink it. Don't overthink this at all.
Just have fun with it, okay?
Okay.
10 seconds. 5 things you would not want to stuff your turkey with.
Not.
5 things you would not even ever consider putting inside your turkey. Go crazy on it, Stephanie. Ready? And go.
Green beans, dog food, dish towels, potatoes.
You did not get it. How in the world?
Stephanie, you could have said a shoe, car
keys, light bulbs, razor blades.
Your cat.
A cat. I mean, hair. You could have said hair. Potatoes.
I told you to go crazy.
Oh, man.
Listen, you make us laugh, Stephanie. Right. Have a great trip, okay?
All right. Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Man.
Well, she probably didn't think you could be that insane.
That crazy,
Here's Josh. Hello, Josh. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hey,
hello, sir.
What are you doing for this weekend, Josh? Anything fun?
Headed to work, so not really. I work at a major grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
So it's going to be busy times, yeah.
Turkey and toilet paper.
Turkey and TP.
Yeah,
that's right.
They go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. All right. You going to be working on Thanksgiving Day?
Yeah, I am. It's a big store, so.
Well, sorry, it's good to have a job right now, man.
Some of us are very thankful that you're going to be there doing that.
Thank you for that.
Especially.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
All the people who forget something, and then at about 9 a.m. on Thursday.
Walnuts. We needed walnuts.
Walnuts. Damn, you walnuts.
You got the walnuts.
It's also more true than funny. Josh, you ready to play Rattle Off?
Let's rattle.
Okay. 10 seconds. Only one allowed per franchise. That's our rule when we do movies. So only one per franchise. But we do want 5 superhero movies. Think you can do that? 5 superhero movies. Ready and go.
Batman, Superman, Wolverine, Iron Man, and...
God's sakes.
Deadpool.
The Avengers.
Deadpool.
Ant-Man.
Avengers.
I was almost there.
Almost. Well, listen, I want you to go have a spectacular weekend and holiday, okay, my friend?
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, Josh.
Bye-bye, Josh.
See
there
you, Josh.
He goes. Okay. Here's Taryn. Taryn, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, sure.
Fine.
Fine.
Yeah, just busy. Just busy these days.
Sound like you're rolling right out of bed right now.
Mm-hmm.
No, just I've been working a lot. I do home care, so I'm just tired. Yeah.
Well, you're working
hard. She's tired.
You're a good
Jeremy.
Human.
You're get
a
off her
good.
Back.
No, I'm. Jeez, she just sounds sleepy. Thank you for doing that work. You're a good human.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay. Ready to play Rattle Off?
Sure.
All right. You got to be quick here. Are you ready for this?
Are you too tired? Are you too tuckered out to play? I mean,
should we give her 20 seconds?
I mean, I feel like you've been forced to call. I mean, you did call us, right? It's not the other way around.
I did.
Okay.
I haven't played in a long, 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 long time, so I figured I'd just try.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
10 seconds. Five things you traditionally train a dog to do. Five things you traditionally train your dog to do. Ready and go.
Sit, stay, roll over, bark, shake hands.
I would say bark is acceptable because we word it as speak
like
many times.
Speak or sick 'em.
You know, and so bark, speak.
I'll go with that.
I will.
All
right. You're a winner.
Welcome.
Settle down, Taryn. Listen, hold on, and Josh will tell you about your prize, okay?
Go take a nap.
Okay. Nothing like having listeners.
Listen, she's working her butt off. Now it's my turn. Leave her alone, Dom. Leave her alone.
That's that thrilling escapade has been brought to you by Carpet Mill Outlet Stores. We're not going to be playing on Monday, and you know why? Because we're not
walnuts.
Gonna be here.
We're going to be eating walnuts.